We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We keep saying when I talk to y'all every week, it's a must win. And when you get to the playoffs, it's must wins. And so because of the hole or whatever you want to say that we've kind of dug ourselves into, and even though we're not really in a hole because of the way the AFC is, we're still behind some teams and have to do some work, and we can't let up. And so every game is a must win. Every game is a playoff type, playoff caliber game. And so that's the approach we have to take moving forward the rest of the way.
Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger talking to the guys yesterday about a must win tomorrow night in Minnesota to keep their playoff hopes alive. It's 6:38, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Yeah, Larry, those playoff hopes looked a little dim in the first half of Sunday's action, but then there was the second half that really fired things up, and then we have Thursday night football to look forward to maybe push those playoff hopes even further.
Ben had a stellar fourth quarter, and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Steelers insider, Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
A lot of people didn't give the Steelers much of a chance against the first-place Ravens, but as is typical in those games, you never know exactly what's going to happen. It could have went either way at the end, but the Steelers survive to fight another day. Let's talk about playoffs potential for this team. So with 6-5-1 as a record, what are their chances to at least grab a wild card spot?
I think they have to win at least three more games, Larry. And that's not a sure thing at 9-7-1, but I don't think they can go 8-8-1 and get in. So they have five games left. They need to win three of them. That's how I look at it, and really, they might even have to win four, but three might get them in.
And is that doable?
Well, they have, Minnesota's beatable, as we saw the Lions did it. And they have two home games yet against Cleveland and Tennessee's without its running back. They'll probably be favored to beat Cleveland. I think they can win. You know, those three games are winnable. They just beat Baltimore. Now they got to go down and play in Baltimore. And the toughest one, I think, is at Kansas City the day after Christmas.
Yeah, December 26th. That's a 4:25 kickoff. And, Ed, were you surprised after the lackluster performance in the first half to see what happened in the second half, especially the fourth quarter on Sunday?
Kevin, I was stunned because we still had the Cincinnati game fresh in our minds, right? 41-10. And then they go out, they can't do anything on offense. They can't even get first downs. They came alive. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, I've said this till I'm blue in the face. Ben Roethlisberger is not having a bad season. There's some guys, some people around him who are his offensive line, but on Sunday that line played pretty well, and a lot of people are talking about him now. That LeGlue, who came in at left guard, he was third string on Sunday's fourth string overall. As well, he's the fourth guard that they've had at left guard, and it's the first time he's ever played. He looked good. I mean, they were running over him. I don't mean running over him. They were running behind him. And he he's walked as well as anybody I've seen this year.
As far as health, getting ready for tomorrow night's game, one of the things Ben talked about, and he kind of snickered when he said the NFL wants to make a bunch of money, which, by the way, what is the total Ben's made so far, Kevin?
According to SpotTrack, Ben Roethlisberger ranks third all-time NFL earners behind Drew Brees and Tom Brady. Ben Roethlisberger, $253 million career earnings.
Already? In the bank?
Well, I mean, I'd still be in the bank.
Wow. Well, you got to pay your agent.
Not all of it. But the point is, you know, yeah, the NFL does make a lot of extra money, but because of that, I guess that's probably benefited Ben, too.
Yeah, always remember where that money comes from.
All of them.
Yeah.
They're the ones who agreed to it, to Thursday night games. They could have poo-pooed that and, you know, held out or whatever they had to do to not have Thursday night games, but they agreed to it. They agreed to the 17th game. You know, they talk all they want about, oh, we got to play Thursday night. Oh, we got to play 17 games. Or my body this, my body that. They're the ones who agree to it because they know they're going to get more money out.
That aside, let's talk about tomorrow in Minnesota. You're right. Minnesota had a last play disappointment against the Lions, and the Lions have had close games with a lot of teams, including they should have beat the Ravens, and if they're kicker Justin Tucker doesn't hit some bizarre length field goal, hits the crossbar and goes through for that win. So what about Minnesota and the Steelers? How do you see this matching up?
Well, I haven't looked too much at the Vikings yet, Larry, but, you know, I will say this. You know, this is the first – they haven't lost in Minnesota in 35 years. 1986, Chuck Knoll was your coach. The last time they lost a home game to the Vikings was in London in 2013. So they don't play that often. You know, they only play, what, on the road against NFC teams once every 8 years. They have a new stadium. This is Mike Tomlin's first visit to Minnesota since the Steelers hired him off the Vikings as their defensive coordinator.
And what about somebody like Chase Claypool? He's got an injured toe. He's been dealing with that. What percentage do you think he is? I mean, he seemed okay on Sunday.
You think you have Dr. James Bradley here?
You're right. I'm sorry about that.
I don't know. Ben will play. The big one is... Claypool, I don't know. Did he get re-injured in that game? I didn't think he did. So I think he'll play. The big one's Joe Hayden, whether he's going to play or not again. You know, he's had that mid-foot sprain, and that can be a tough injury, and he's missed a couple games with it. I would guess he's not going to play either.
Well, it's fun for the rest of us.
He played pretty good in his place the other night.
And maybe I just have a crush on Chase. I'm
you
sorry.
Mean Witherspoon?
Yeah.
On defense, yeah. He got some accolades. Mr. Butler, the defensive coordinator, gave him some, what's
he
say?
Veteran.
Dumb gummit or?
He gave up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's he say, dumb gummit or?
Dad gummit.
Dad
gummit. He's an Alabaman.
He says Witherspoon played well. Well, Steeler fans get to watch him Thursday night in Minnesota. Read all about it. Hall of Fame runner. Ed Bouchette. Eddie, thank you.
Thursday night football. They're not very good on the road Thursday nights. They're 3-9 on the road on Thursday nights. Just throw that stat out.
Yeah, thanks for throwing that at us.
Thursday night comes up on you quickly.
On a positive note, right?
Yeah.
It comes up on you quickly like chili.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.